Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. My name's Ryan and I'm your host for these daily challenges. We're in just the second week of a new series that we're going to look at this summer on balancing work and rest. Perfect series for a summer where some of us are continuing to commute and work and some of us are able to take some vacation as well. This week in particular, we're going to be looking at what it looks like to be working badly, to have our work and rest completely out of balance with one another. These rhythms of work and rest are actually an important part of our challenges as a Redeem the Commute community. We use these daily challenges to kind of keep us all in sync. Even while we go about these busy lives where we're all over the city and some of us working, some of us at home, wherever we might be, we've got something in common that brings us together, and that's our rhythm of every Monday looking at a new idea, every Tuesday seeing where it comes from in the Bible, every Wednesday seeing how that challenges and changes our thinking, every Thursday trying to live it out in our lives, and then every Friday taking time to reflect and pray on that topic. Every Saturday we take time for rest, and every Sunday we take time for Christian community. And we're planning to start a new Christian community in Ajax for Durham Region. We're going to be starting with some public events this fall that help bring us together as a community, even when we're apart for most of the week. We've got a survey going on right now looking at what kind of events you'd like to be a part of. Make sure you head over to our website or app to see what kind of events we're proposing and to let us know which ones you'd like to join. Now, when I first took on the challenge of starting a new church here, especially trying to reach commuters like you who are often too busy to attend events as your first point of contact with the community, I talked to some people and they said, you know, I'm glad somebody's doing it, but I'm really glad it's not me. See, we all have different gifts and different jobs suit us and don't suit us. I watched a TV show just this week about a tow truck driver. And he was talking about his job and he said, you know, I tried different jobs through my life and none of them were a good fit. And then I just kind of fell into this one by accident. And you know what? It totally fit my style. Other people would say they would hate that kind of job. Late nights, totally unpredictable, going off to places in the middle of the night where you don't know if you're going to be safe or not, having to get cold and wet, lying on the ground, trying to hook a big hook onto an axle. It'd be some people's nightmare job, and it was this guy's dream job. Now, not everybody's cut out to be a tow truck driver. Some people are going to be great at it, some people not so great at it. It would be a good job for somebody, a bad job for somebody else. But of course, there are truly terrible jobs as well. There are jobs that don't pay a living wage. There are jobs with dangerous conditions. There are jobs that are dehumanizing. We never want to say that those jobs are bad jobs, like being a tow truck driver would be a bad job for somebody who's good at being a stockbroker, or being a stockbroker would be a bad job for somebody good at being a tow driver. Those are the truly awful jobs. Now, of course, sometimes there are jobs that are good, but we see them in the wrong light. We just have a bad attitude about them. We don't see the good that they are. There are a whole range of bad jobs that we could have in this life. Well, I've got a question for you to consider, and I hope you'll share it with somebody in your life, a neighbor, somebody from work, somebody from the train or bus. And our question is, what was your worst job ever? Was it equally bad for everybody involved, or was it just a bad fit for you? And what made it so bad for you? Well, have a great time discussing that with somebody in your life, and I'll see you tomorrow as we look at what bad work looks like in the Bible. Bye for now.